Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would
ownership.
Like to show you
what
how you can own your home, generate
tax-free
income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are tremendous opportunities and there are solutions. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We chat about only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Jay Kaplan is in the house. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad to have you with us, I think. Let me remind you, if you ever have any finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today, we celebrate every day. We are on the appropriate side of the sidewalk. I think Jay is as well. So we are celebrating. We like to celebrate that all
the
time.
Is the road tilted? Is that why we're both on the same?
If we're on the same side,
yeah, right?
we know what's going on. Celebrating today, National Girls and Women in Sports Day. I really like that one. National Lame Duck Day. That sounds a little bit lame to me.
Feeling about this.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. So we're going to have to watch that a little bit. Okay, for Jay and I, being that we have both beaten anorexia, National Frozen Yogurt Day.
Okay.
As long as you get all the toppings on them, Jay, right? You
gotta, I like all that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, Jay, I noticed that you did not get here yesterday. I know why that must have been, because you were doing your radio show on National Shower with a Friend Day.
Oh.
I'm just throwing that out there, Jay.
Well, at my size, there's never any room.
Okay. That was yesterday's celebration, though, Jay, so we just have to watch out for that one. Let's check and see what the markets are doing today. We like to watch the markets for you. Good morning, Sergio. Glad to see you. Libby, glad to see you with us as well. Nice seeing everybody. Mitchell is signed on. Mitchell is in the house. Chris Bissonette, good to see you with us as well, buddy. The markets, they've been a little roller coaster today, but not, they're a roller coaster that's made for me, because I don't like heights. So my idea of a roller coaster, if you are here in Southern California, my idea of a roller coaster might be going to Disneyland, going on It's a Small World. That would be my idea of a roller coaster. So we're looking at the markets today, and we see that they are up, or they're down right now, 29 points. They were down a little bit. They've been up a little bit. Not a whole lot of activity in the market. Had about a 50-point swing in there. Not too much excitement there. Oil prices, the oil right now, we are looking at $54 a barrel, up 34 cents. Should I look? The question mark is should we? Do we really want to look and see what oil prices are doing here in town, or gas prices are doing in Texifornia, or do we want to just, well, you know something, we like to just say that we're a buck a gallon more than the rest of the country. I don't know why it's a buck a gallon more. Oh, yeah, it's called Texifornia. That's why we do it here. Unbelievable. Now, there are some good reasons. I will say that back in the 70s or so, when you used to be able to see the air you were breathing, that was not a good thing. But $2, Jay's choking
like
over here on this one. $2.27 a gallon is the national average, about a dollar more here in Texifornia. If you go to Missouri, $1.93.1. And as I mentioned all the time, wait a second. I think, Hawaii is only about 0.4 cents more than we are in Texifornia. Now, they produce a lot more oil or gas in Hawaii than we do in Texifornia. So that's probably the reason for it. Anybody have a chance to watch the State of the Union last night? I know that was on most stations. A lot of folks watching that one. A lot of people, really good reports on it. 76% approval rate, according to CBS. That was they call it an instant poll. I don't know who they polled instantly, but that was the numbers that came. That was the numbers that came up there. It sounded like a little vibration coming in through the room. But that was the CBS numbers. It was fascinating watching the Socialist Party most of them dressed in white last night. I don't know what that exactly meant, being dressed in white. I know for weddings what it means, being dressed in white, but I don't know what some of them yesterday. The Tax You More Party there, they were sitting on their hands. At least they didn't have to get up too much. They regardless of the issues. I did get myself in trouble as per usual. I made a comment when the president said about 58% of the new jobs were women, and I just said, nice to see women working. I didn't know that it was going to cause a storm. Women seem like they want to work. Now, we've talked about this in the past. My belief is the two-household income, and I don't care whether it's men working or women working, but a two-household income to me is a downfall of our country. I think that the kids need to have mom or dad, or if we would follow along in some of the other cultures where we see the grandparents, maybe extended family, being home and watching what's going on with the kids. That sometimes seems a little better to me, I would think. But, hey, you know something, if people want to work and have two households, let them have it. Divided Congress, as we know, so it was a fascinating story watching Nancy Pelosi sitting behind the president and the comments that are the things that she was doing. I'd love to figure out. Now, I've watched a lot of State of the Unions, not nearly as many as my friend Jay Kaplan has seen. But
because I'm older, you mean.
Exactly. Yeah. We've been around a little longer, a lot longer. The issue, though, is what was she reading there? Was somebody giving her notes to do something? She was reading the whole night something. I guess she wanted to be somewhere else or do something. Most of us wanted to be somewhere else doing something else. Right? But, I mean, at least show some respect for the office, even if you don't like the office holder. Just my thought right there. There was a fascinating occurrence last night with Miss Pelosi. This is a fun one. Did you notice where she was during the State of the Union? Yeah, she was sitting right behind the president, as most speakers of the House do. Did you see a computer in front of her? Yeah, neither did I. Did you see a laptop computer in front of her? I didn't see that either. Did you see a tablet or a phone in front of her? I didn't see those either. How in the world was she tweeting during the State of the Union? How could that happen? She was actually sending out tweets during the State of the Union. It must have been telepathy or something along those lines. I don't understand how she did it, but the tweets came out from her during the State of the Union. Interesting. On a different note, I shared this with you yesterday. This is a fascinating one. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was conspicuously absent from the State of the Union address on Tuesday. Justice Ginsburg turns 86 next month, has been working from home in recent weeks as she recovers from cancer treatment. Her son said this week she has been out walking and sees a personal trainer twice a week.
I don't even say it.
Jay, I need a personal trainer twice a week. Right? Where do you go with that one? You know, I'm
not even that old. But, you know.
And you don't have a personal trainer twice a week either, do you?
I don't have training. That's the problem.
I'm not going to go there, anything I say.
I know.
But you know something, I am really glad. I am not a fan of the justice's opinions, but I'm glad to see that she is recovering and able to work and live as she sees fit. You know, you'd hate to see anybody who's not feeling well, not doing well. So glad to see that she is on the mend. It'd be nice to see her back in the robe and sleeping at the next State of the Union. I know that last State of the Union, we did catch quite a few times where she was sleeping. So maybe the next State of the Union, we'll be able to see her right there in her rightful seat, sleeping there once again. More in the daily briefing, a caravan of almost 2,000 Central American migrants has arrived just outside the Texas-Mexico border with the hopes of crossing into the United States, according to officials. Authorities say the migrants arrived in Piedras Negras across the Rio Grande from Eagle Pass in Maverick County, Texas. There to meet the influx of migrants was a surge in law enforcement that included multiple sheriff's offices, U.S. Border Patrol, Texas Department of Public Safety. If anyone tries to cross the border illegally, they will be arrested, which means they're going to get into the country, doesn't it? I did notice, though, that Mexico has a big contingency of officers there as well. So that was good to see that there was quite a few Mexican officers on their side of the border. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told radio host Hugh Hewitt Tuesday that he expects special counsel Robert Mueller's conclusions to be released within a month. I did post a picture yesterday that the latest subpoena from the Mueller team was they wanted the results of the president's latest colonoscopy because that was about all that they could find on them. They can't find anything. I mean, it's amazing. Now, yes, there are some of what they call process fouls that have gone on, but it's fascinating watching $25 million, maybe $35 million we've spent. Now, I don't know. I think we could probably find someplace to get a colonoscopy for a little cheaper than that. Peter King. Can you imagine this? I don't know what Peter King was thinking. He was on MSNB Hee Haw. Now, you don't usually get Republicans on MSNB Hee Haw, but he told host Katie Turr on Tuesday to control her excitement over the numerous investigations into President Donald Trump. Come on, quote, I quote there. Come on, hey, come on, Katie. You're so excited over this. You're talking about all the potential, all that could be there, and so far nothing's come out, even on the colonoscopy. And maybe it will. Who knows? King said at the beginning of her show. Turr talked about a report from Monday that federal investigators subpoenaed Trump's inaugural committee to turn over all documents about donors, finances, and activities. Now, is that the Russian collusion during the election if it's part of the inaugural committee? I just question some of those things. Moving right along, the University of Iowa placed 32 campus religious groups on probation because they're supposedly in violation of the school's anti-discrimination policy. Public became aware of the list during arguments in federal district court last week involving a Christian group, student groups initially kicked off campus. Guess you can't be Christian at the University of Iowa. Unreal. American birth rate tied its historical low in the first 9 months of 2018, according to the CDC. And demographers say it will go lower. Probably now in New York, it'll really go lower. United States has been in the midst of a baby bust for decades. Total fertility rate, a demographic measure which estimates how many children a woman can expect to have in her lifetime, has consistently been below the requisite 2.1 children per woman required to sustain the population at current levels. Americans are having fewer kids, and the number they are having is steadily declining. Specifically, the latest CDC data indicate that as of September 2018, an average American woman can expect to have about 1.73 children. Chicago, it is 10 times that amount. That rate is effectively tied to the rate 42 years ago, the lowest on record. Well, there's a lot going on in the world today. In the daily briefing, we will continue. When we come back, we're going to chat a little bit about reverse mortgages as a financial planning tool. I saw a note this morning. Social Security payments are affecting the reverse mortgage. I wonder how that could be. We'll talk about it. The KonMari method, helping you prep your house for sale. I don't even know who KonMari is. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Good morning, Mercedes. Glad to see you with us. Welcome back to everyone. We are... I just lost my... my notes here. Good. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. We look at the markets every morning this time to chat about what is going on in the markets, not the what. Because anybody can tell you what's going on. More importantly is, why is it happening? That's a big issue, is the why is it happening? So yes, indeed, the stock market has been fluctuating. It's been fluctuating quite a bit. We're down about 18 points. The S&P 500, that is down 6. Now it's down 597. It's been jumping even as I speak. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond, that is up 5 basis points. Bond goes up means interest rate is down. It's not a huge drop down when you look at 5 basis points, but it is dropping just a little bit. So why are these things happening? Well, there's not a whole lot going on, so we look to the technical analysis. I'll chat with you about that in just a second, but the Mortgage Bankers Association reported that mortgage application volume was down 2.5% last week. Applications to purchase a home were down 5% and are now down 1.8% from this time last year. Refinances were basically flat, increasing by 0.3% and are down 19% from this time last year. The refinance share of mortgage activity decreased from 42% to 41.6% of total applications. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to even give you any more of that. Black Knight released their December 2018 mortgage monitor this week, showing that delinquencies, serious delinquencies, active foreclosure, and total non-current inventory ended the year below 2000 to 2005 pre-recession averages for the first time since the financial crisis. There were just 576,000 foreclosures initiated through the entirety of 2018, which was an 18-year low. Black Knight also reported that decline in rates has returned the interest rate incentive to refinance to 1 million homeowners, a 50% increase in rate and term refinance incentive over the last 2 months. There are now 2.9 million homeowners with mortgages who could likely qualify for a refinance and reduce interest rate on their mortgages by at least 0.75%. Clearly, there is a window right now. Give us a call at 800-306-1990, and we will be able to look and see if it makes sense for you to refinance and reduce your interest rate. It also makes see if it makes sense to refinance and get rid of your mortgage insurance. Now, the technical part of what's going on, the 10-year is now trading beneath its 25-day moving average, which should act as a ceiling to keep a lid on yields, which means interest rates may not go above that 25-day moving average. That's a good thing if you're looking at interest rates. If you're a senior citizen living on that fixed rate, not such a good thing right there. S&P 500 ended the day yesterday just beneath its 200-day moving average. Maybe that's why we're having trouble going up above that today, and we're kind of bouncing back every time we tend to hit that. If that 200-day is broken, bonds might come under pressure. Currently, we are watching that for you. That's the why of what's happening. The rest of it you can get from Google.com, and you don't need me for that. But that's the Mortgage Minute, giving you the why of all of it. Brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, the only one I know of with the Fast Pass loan approval. Speaking of Fast Pass, Jay Kaplan is in the house. Jay, whoever says fast and Jay in the same sentence.
I can roll pretty fast if it's downhill.
You and I, Jay, we both do the same. The only thing that you and I do quickly is get to a meal.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, then we can move quick. But Jay is the reverse mortgage guru. So we're going to chat a little bit with Jay about reverse mortgages. A little bit of news in the marketplace. I don't know that it really makes a whole lot of sense when we look at some of the news reports that come out. But, you know, something, it's our job to chat about them a little bit, Jay, and see what are we misleading the market, or, you know, what is the story here when we talk about Social Security having an effect on the reverse mortgage?
It's kind of a crazy idea to write a whole article about, I think. Now, the guy that wrote that, Chris, whatever his name is.
Chris Clough?
Yeah, I mean, I do follow him, and I think he writes a lot of good things. So I'm not putting him on the hot seat or whatever. I'm sure he gets his information from here. Write this about that, you know, just like all of us kind of get marching orders. But $40 a month,
yeah,
which is probably the most anybody will get,
yeah,
was, you know, was probably, it will be the biggest change. I think I'm going for that big one, $40 a month. That's not going to change my financial issues. And we all have financial issues. I don't care how much money we have, but it's not going to change life that much. I will probably be able to buy one more record every month.
There you go.
Because of that. 33, so of course anybody. Or sometimes 35.
33.
What are those? Those are what, oh, you know, Target now, my wife told me this morning, is starting to sell records. But that's not what this show is about. In any case, the problem with that.
I didn't think you had to have income for a reverse mortgage.
No, but I mean, that article is talking about, well, instead of getting a reverse mortgage, why not increase, you know, your income is going to increase by $30 or $40 a month, so who needs it? Number two, that's ridiculous. But number one is the real reason for a reverse mortgage is because somebody wants it, not because you need it.
Okay, but you're going to have to explain that to me, Jay, because I don't know anybody that wants a loan.
You're absolutely right. Nobody wants a car loan. They want a car.
Right.
Nobody really wants a home loan. They want a home. But we have to have those.
Okay.
Now with this, it goes a little further because you could pay cash for a home, but then your cash is tied up and all of your equity is kind of what's called debt equity.
Sure.
So, you know, it's like having it all that cash in a coffee can buried in the backyard. So, you know.
I have shovel in the car, so I can go and get that back out of the car.
Yeah, so people should want. The want is being prepared. The want is having a financial instrument from which you can borrow tax-free money. You know, if you borrow or take money from a qualified account, and, you know, a qualified account is your retirement,
right?
Say for your you know, your health care. You know, if you're going to need what, $10,000 a month, which I think was something like 70% of us will need if we live long enough, and we are living long enough these days.
Sure.
Where's that money going to come from? You take a year's worth of $100,000 out of your qualified account, your retirement account, it's going to cost you, what, $200,000. And what's going to happen after a few years? You're going to run out of money. I'm talking about people who have a lot of money.
Sure.
When you run out of money, then what? You pass away, or as I like to say these days, you earn your wings, you're gone, and your wife now has to sell the house. Now, what's that do to your,
what about
your
even-
legacy?
Well, we're going to also talk about the idea of, when we come back, I want to chat with you, asset protection, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Qualified and asset protection is a big issue, because if you take money out of that that qualified account,
mm-hmm.
you're exposed. And I don't want to talk about exposing. I don't want to talk about exposing you, Jay,
here,
but we'll talk about
again.
You know, being a little overexposed. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, the KonMari method of preparing your house for sale. I don't know what the heck that is, but we'll talk about it. And my mortgage was denied. What do I do now? Uh-oh. Talk about that one as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But it's available on Ron Siegel 1. You can get that replay, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, or ronsiegelradio.com in the archive. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street,
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The KonMari method, helping you prep your house for sale. I don't know. Have you ever heard of the KonMari method?
No.
I never heard of that until this morning. We were doing some research for the broadcast. One of the biggest challenges sellers face when listing their house is decluttering. Cleaning out some of the more personal decorating choices allows buyers to imagine themselves living in the house. Those planning to sell soon are in luck. Marie Kondo, the inventor of the KonMari method of tidying up, has gained popularity with her new Netflix series.
Oh, I saw that.
Jay, you're a movie guy.
You know, I always tell people before they walk in that I actually live in a storage unit so that they're not too, you know,
okay.
They don't freak out when they see the clutter.
So you may have to start watching Netflix a little bit.
Yeah.
So Marie Kondo gives some great tips for sorting through years of accumulated possessions that we all collect in our homes. Quote, the KonMari method encourages tidying by category, not by location, beginning with clothes, then moving on to books, papers, kimono, miscellaneous items, and finally, sentimental items, keeping only those that speak to the heart and discard items that no longer spark joy. I have no comment about that which sparks joy and whether you should be keeping that or not. Alex, no comments from you, please. Thank them for their service, then let them go. When you subjectively look at all your belongings, you can sort through the ones that mean the most to you. Not only will you increase space for more joy-bringing items in your new home, but you'll also have a much easier time packing remaining belongings. I quote once again, Sergio, I'm glad your wife is hooked on the show. Remember, tidying up isn't about getting rid of stuff. I thought it would be. It's about creating an environment that sparks joy and improves quality of life, unquote. When selling your house, first impressions matter. Before you or your agent schedule a photographer to take photos of your listing, make sure to tour your home with fresh eyes. Look for any imperfections that a buyer might notice when you sort through your more sentimental items. Consider packing them away to ensure that you know where they are. That way, they are safe during open houses, showing appointments. This will also cut down on the amount of packing you need to do right before you move. Oh, isn't that special? Bottom line, whether you're selling your house to move up to a larger one, downsizing, right-sizing, moving in with family, only bring the items that truly spark joy for you. This will not only help you cut down on the items you move, but also ensures that you're off to a great start in your new home. Alex, you are right. Just dump it. If you haven't used it in a year, are you going to ever use it? Unbelievable. Sergio, be careful. She might be looking at the notes here. She might be looking to get rid of you, too. Sergio, you're going to have to come in and do a show with Jay one time. We have some fun, and you'll fit right in.
Yeah, my wife does not like change. That's why we still have had our house for 40 years. And, yes, I do have a reverse mortgage. She won't even get rid of me. So,
she says it's probably too expensive to get rid of you.
Yes, I mean, no change. So that no has
changes.
A lot to do with... Yeah,
okay.
With keeping things forever.
Keeping them forever. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation, Jay Kaplan is in the house. I don't know about that.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, well, if we don't lock the door, Jay does come in to visit us and educate us on the reverse mortgage. So, Jay, before the break, you and I were chatting a little bit, and I wanted to get into this a little bit because you brought up the idea of qualified funds.
Yes.
And when you're talking about qualified funds, those are funds that are in a retirement account, 401k, 529, IRA, those different types of accounts. And I'm going to throw it out there that when you take that money out of that account, it's now exposed to the world.
Yes.
From an asset protection standpoint, neither one of us are attorneys, at least I'm not. And I don't even play one on TV.
No, really?
But here's the issue is if the reverse mortgage, I don't think anybody can force you to draw on your mortgage if you've got a reverse mortgage in the event of a financial issue.
Right, right.
So you're better off keeping that money in the qualified account working for you.
Yes.
And using up some of that equity.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter which one you – doesn't really matter what you give to your heirs, right?
No, because the – actually, if you take from your still increasing asset, your home, tax-free – you're probably going to end up giving your heirs more.
Right.
You're going to be increasing your legacy. And like you said, if you, you know, even for healthcare, which is not a good thing, but like a motorhome, which is a good thing, or a trip around the world, which is a good thing, unless it's you and me, then they have to stock up more food. But,
exactly.
You know, the amount of money you take out $100,000, you're going to buy something for $100,000, you're going to take out, what, close to $200,000.
Sure.
You've just wasted half of that money. And what's worse, we do talk about that, but I think the worst part of that is the fact that $200,000, should you have it or whatever level you're at, is no longer going to be working for you. It's in there for a reason. It's in there to keep working to create income for you.
Now, here's a scenario, Jay, because you and I talk about this all the time, that the reverse mortgage can actually be used as a financial planning tool, and it's better off used as a tool than as a have to, right?
Right.
So we ended up taking out a reverse mortgage for my parents many years ago, well before you and I even met. And we had that reverse mortgage, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. And my mom then did, when my dad passed, my mom still had that going on. And she never borrowed any money against it. She just took a one lump sum and never paid anything on it.
Right.
So we ended up having a deferred mortgage interest.
Right.
Now, when my mom passed, we then had a 401 or an IRA that had never been cashed. I mean, she had to take her required distributions, but there was a good lump sum of money there that at her passing would have been taxable.
Yes.
So now when she passes, we have a tax liability on that IRA.
Which can be offset.
Which is offset by the
right.
mortgage interest. The deferred mortgage interest.
And in the meantime, your mother probably had, I'm sure she had a good life with you as a son. Listen to me. But, you know, it was probably embellished by, you know, not having to make a payment and having extra cash.
Well, here's the issue, Jay, and I want you to speak to this because you mentioned earlier that you do have a reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
When you get to a certain age, it's not really about wealth accumulation, it's about your cash flow.
Right.
Right. So if you're so you're dealing with the idea of saying, you know something, I don't need to earn a lot more money. I'm not putting away money for 30 years from now, 40 years from now. God willing, you'll be with us 40 years from now. But statistically, we can look at and say, okay, when you're in your of age for a reverse mortgage, there's more time behind you than in front of you.
Yes.
Right. So you're basically then able to say, okay, you know something, it's about cash flow. Do I have the money to do what I want to do and the time to do it in?
Right.
Right? That's really what you're looking for
at that
stage.
And maintain that legacy you want to pass on.
And we just shared a financial planning tip.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't know whether it'll work for you or your family or your situation. Talk to a CPA. Right? But that's just what our family's looking at. Now, there are other options, right? I mean, you can, I know you can pass along the IRA to your next generation, and there's things like that that the CPAs can do. But hey, you don't want to lose that write-off.
Right.
Right. I mean,
you know, like if you're like me and you have a large portfolio, but mine's full of pictures.
Right.
But, you know, I'm still making payments on my house. Why? Because the line of credit is growing that much faster. I have a plan for that line of credit. I have a need coming up that I'm going to need cash for. There's no better way for me to increase my spending power than to do that. So that, I mean, we can get into.
So you're doing that as a,
But
you're doing that as a, so once again, you're not doing it because you have to. You're doing it as a financial planning tool.
And I plan on taking that larger amount that I will have then out for a specific purpose.
Total logic. That's what we're chatting about. That's why we want you to be educated on the product, not just to say, well, my neighbor said it's bad, so it must be bad. Right, your neighbor may not understand 100% of what's going on with the program. They might be dealing with the 1985 version of the program. Now, Jay, I was sharing last week that if you're, and I share this with the real estate professionals I talk to all the time, don't try and understand the whole program. There's people like you that do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the analogy I used as FHA, I think, came out with 340 plus changes to their guidelines last year. Right. So if you're looking at 340 changes to the guidelines last year, how can anybody try and stay up on all that stuff? Unless they don't have a life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
No one, even Jay doesn't want to stay on all the guidelines, and he has to. But we'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, my mortgage was denied. What do I do now? Don't cry. We've got solutions for you. That's why you listen to Ron Siegel Radio. We'll also talk more with Jake Kaplan about the reverse mortgage and the program. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, though, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel RonSiegelRadio.com in the archive. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. My mortgage was denied. Now what? That is the subject of the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by Get Mortgage Ready. That is a program of Ron Siegel Radio. Get Mortgage Ready. According to the data from the Federal Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection, about one out of every nine loan applications to buy a new house, 10.8%, and more than one in every four loan applications to refinance a home were denied in 2018. There are lots of reasons someone may be denied for a mortgage. It's not the end of the world if your mortgage loan application was denied, but it can be jarring. It may take time, but you may still be able to buy a home. Reasons your mortgage application might get denied. The reason for a denial isn't always something as simple as being overextended on your current loans or having several accounts in collections. In many cases, an application can be denied because of small things. Here are some common reasons why you could get denied for a mortgage. You recently received a new credit card or applied for a personal loan. That could be an issue. Job changes can be an issue. You recently accepted money from unknown sources. That could be a problem right there. You forgot to include crucial information on your application. Don't hide anything on your application. There's something called Fraud Guard, and it catches everything. What to do if your mortgage loan application was denied? Find out why you did not get approved. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. Pay down debt. Find ways to increase your credit score. The Get Mortgage Ready program does help that on a regular basis. That's why we started it. And get on a budget, the budgeting tool that we have for you. mbelinks.com/budget. mbelinks.com/budget. Or text RSR budget, no spaces, RSR budget to 79564. Get on the budget tool. Bring all your assets in there in an automated manner. It works like a charm. That is the Your Credit Matters segment today. Ron Siegel Radio. We are chatting with Jay Kaplan in the house today talking about reverse mortgages. Guys, Jay, I just still can't get over that $40 or $39 a month increase.
What are you spending years on? Oh, that's right. You're not old enough.
I'm not as old as you, Jay.
No,
I don't know.
No, you're mature. You look mature behind your years.
But here's a question for you, Jay. I'm hearing that a lot of people are able to get reverse mortgages that you and I turned down 2-3 years ago.
Yes.
Because of the property values.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that a little bit now.
Well, the easy part of that, there's really two parts of that. One is, boy, there's a, you know,
easy
it,
for
it
you
gets
to say.
Tough when you get this age. Proprietary or private new loan products that have opened that up quite a bit. But just because of the rise in values themselves, that has made a big difference. Now, because the property value has risen, and it has in just about every case.
Sure.
No matter what people are talking about, but for the future, and it's still good. Property values may have been too tight before are now much higher. There's much more room. On the reverse side of that, no pun intended, the HECM or the Home Equity Federal, you know,
right, the FHA product,
has been cut back to some degree.
Okay.
Okay, so that may make, I'd say overall, probably a lot of people can do that now, but some have been restricted because of that part of it. In answer to that, the world is coming out with other products to make it much more feasible.
Which is typical, those, as long as the government gets out of the way, private sector will generally come out with programs.
Those, some of those have been around a while, and they were called jumbo loans. If you had a regular, less, you know, property worth $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, you couldn't qualify those for those unless you had about $1 million property and owed almost nothing. You couldn't qualify. They've gotten, first of all, they've gotten rid of that word jumbo. They're not jumbos anymore. There's no such thing really as a jumbo reverse mortgage. All of those jumbos are now available for everyone. Now, number two.
So if I have a $300,000 house, I can use that same product.
Right. And
if it's beneficial.
Right. I mean, and one of them goes for a total cost of $125 because they're paying for everything.
Okay. So it's not like the some of them where we talk about it being outrageously expensive.
No. And I'm working on one possibility now on a $6 million home where the individual is looking to get a line of credit actually for $2.3 million. But on the other hand, he could have one without that line of credit with a total cost to him of $125. Now,
is it beneficial to refinance some of the older programs into this new one?
Sure. If the property value is there and the distance between what is now owed and what the value is,
okay,
or the amount of current equity is there, then absolutely. But look at the costs that are not associated just with a reverse, but with a loan anyway. A $6 million home, what are you looking at for title insurance?
A lot of money.
So the lender is paying that for them in that case.
Okay.
So it's wide open. A lot of these people are taking it to buy, single payment insurance policies that will help pay off the house to begin with.
Wow, Jane, you're actually saying that on radio because I know that FINRA doesn't like us talking about that kind of stuff.
Oh, they do. That's okay now. But, you know, it's just they're so far behind in how they understand.
Sure.
That it's just, it's crazy. So some of these people now that didn't have long-term care can buy an insurance policy that will help pay off, if not pay off the home. And at the same token, gives them long-term health care to certain, you know, different degrees. I don't sell insurance or know about, you know, but I'm sure your household board of directors has insurance people on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I mean, that makes all the sense in the world. You get your legacy taken care of, you get your health taken care of, you get the house kind of, a lot of it paid off, and you're in better shape to begin with.
It's wonderful. Sergio, some of your people that you're helping, you know, it might be beneficial for them, some of the older group, to go and get a reverse mortgage to buy a new house as well. Just a thought, buy a new house with the reverse mortgage and never have a mandatory payment for life.
Correct.
Right? So it's a financial planning tool.
But, if you do plan on selling it in the future, you've still got that, as they say, call option on that property.
Again, and the bottom line there, and we want to make sure it's very abundantly clear with each of the programs that Jay's talking about, you still control the property. You still control all the equity of the property. Just a thought. That's the way that one works right there. So make sure that it's all in your estate, right? So that's a big, big issue right there. We want to make sure that everybody understands that one and make sure that everybody also understands that you need to set that first radio preset button to come back and join us at Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items that affect the roof over your head and your bank account. We also want to make sure to thank all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.